Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we continue to feature the Four Tops with Levi Stubbs as the lead singer. Besides the Four Tops, we'll hear from the Temptations, Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, the Miracles, and the Marvelettes. Well, first up, the second of two number one songs on the U.S. Billboard charts the Four Tops had, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Well, after their first number one single, written by that writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Doggia, and Eddie Holland, the Four Tops needed a follow-up immediately. Their success on Motown inspired Columbia, a label they had signed briefly to in 1960, to re-release a song called Ain't That Love. And Motown was afraid that that release would spoil their chances of a hit sequel on the Motown record label. While Holland, Doggia, and Holland wrote the fastest hit of their career with It's the Same Old Song, a ditty, some critics' muse was, well, it was the same old song. Its similarity to I Can't Help Myself was striking, and it may be that very similarity that helped make it such a big hit. Well, the Four Tops were hustled into a studio on a Thursday, and on Monday, the new single was released, It's the Same Old Song. It was the fifth biggest single of their career, charting at number 5 on the Hot 100. Well, Holland, Doggia, and Holland were a regular hit factory at that time, stamping out top 10 hits for the Supremes and the Four Tops at the same time. After It's the Same Old Song, a few more Four Tops songs were released, but they only reached top 20 status. Well, it was clear that something was needed to re-energize the Four Tops, and Holland, Doggia, and Holland came up with another number one single, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Well, like I Can't Help Myself, it was recorded in a couple of takes. The group didn't pay much attention to it, assuming it was just another track for the next album, but certainly it wasn't, reaching number one. Well, here it is, right here on Motown Memories. Now, if you feel that you can't go on because all of your hope is gone and your life is filled with much confusion until happiness is just an illusion and your world around is crumbling down, darling, reach out. Come on, girl, reach out for me.
Someone else controls your very soul. I fool myself long as I can feel the presence of another man.
Just want someone I can hold on to.
I want
A Motown memory from Diana Ross. That song was called Muscles. It reached number 10 in 1982, and it was both written and produced by Michael Jackson. Before that, The Temptations had a number 8 tune from 1966, I Know I'm Losing You, later recorded by Rare Earth. And we started with the second of two number one songs the Four Tops had, Reach Out, I'll Be There. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this entire hour, we continue to feature songs recorded and released by the Four Tops, featuring lead singer Levi Stubbs. Well, coming up, another Four Tops tune, It's the Same Old Song. Well, Levi Stubbs and the other Four Tops remained a team for 40 years until Lawrence Paynton died in 1997, at which point Theo Peoples took his place. Obie Benson died on July 1st, 2005, and since 2000, Theo Peoples has taken Stubbs' place as the lead singer of the Four Tops, with Ronnie McNair taking the place that Paynton originally had. Duke Farik is the only surviving member of the Four Tops' original lineup. Well, as an actor, Levi provided the voice of the carnivorous plant Audrey 2 in the movie version of the musical Little Shop of Horrors in 1986. He was also the voice of Mother Brain in the animated TV series Captain N the Game Master in 1989. Well, Levi also guest starred in a number of TV shows as himself. He was a cousin of soul singer Jackie Wilson, and he also had a brother, Joe, that was a member of the groups The Falcons, The Contours, having that great hit, Do You Love Me, and The Originals. Well, unfortunately, Levi Stubbs was diagnosed with cancer in 1995, and later, after a stroke, he was no longer able to tour with the group. He passed away in his sleep on October 17, 2008. At his home in Detroit. But let's remember him with another great song, The Four Tops with him in the lead. It's the same old song, right here on Motown Memories.
I go.
Slippers, pillow,
5 with the number 18 song from 1972 that was called Corner of the Sky, and that was taken from the Broadway musical Pippin, which starred Ben Vereen. Before that, the Four Tops with the same old song, number 5 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs from the Four Tops for this entire aura. Well, coming up, one more Four Tops song, Stand in the Shadow of Love, number 6 from 1966. Well, Levi Stubbs' vocal intensity rages at the boiling point on the song coming up from the very first syllable and never lets up. And whenever the rest of the instrumentation drops out for dramatic effects to shine the spotlight on Levi, Eddie Bongo Brown's trademark percussion threat crackles, and the backup singing group The Andantes combine as a great chorus, all echoing Stubbs' heartbreaking lyrics. Well, here are the Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories.
Standing in the shadows of love. So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. Try my best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery, my only company. It may come today and it might come tomorrow, but it's for sure. Show. I ain't got nothing but sorrow.
good, not deny. I'm standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love? Trying my best to get ready for the heartaches to come.
MotorMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, this hour of Motown Memories now comes to a close. We've been featuring the Four Tops with lead singer Levi Stubbs for this entire hour. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information from some of your favorite artists, including the Four Tops, and the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.